shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
He was first born in this city. In some cases, it took a while for some people to believe they were saved. But he first must believe he's saved. He must know he's saved because of what the Scripture says. He reads the Scripture, he believes, and that's the criteria for salvation, is belief. He looks at it, he believes, and so he tells himself, well then, based upon these verses, I must be saved. I must have salvation. And in a short period of time, hopefully, he really embraces those truths, and after a while, he accepts it completely. And he is secure in his salvation. He believes the promises of God, and he doesn't look at himself, whether it be his personal strengths or his personal weaknesses. He doesn't look at himself and decide, maybe I'm saved, maybe I'm not, maybe I'm not a real Christian. If I was a real Christian, how could I possibly think like this? And so forth. He has all these doubts and apprehensions about where he stands with God. And he does so because he looks in the mirror. He sees his weaknesses. Another person may look in the same mirror and see their strengths and try to convince themselves that I obviously am a child of God because I'm such a good person and I'm a religious person and I've done all kinds of charitable things in my life and I'm everybody's best friend. And because of these strengths in my life, obviously I must be a Christian. I must be saved. But the Bible doesn't give much regard to those things, whether you have personal strengths or personal weaknesses. The criteria is simple: faith in what Jesus Christ has accomplished on the cross for you and for me. Regardless of whether you have strengths or whether you have weaknesses. And I cannot save or unsave myself. I cannot more save me or unsave me with my behavior. It's not possible according to the Scriptures. Because from the Bible's perspective, it is Jesus Christ who saves. He gives salvation. He gives eternal life. It's not something you earn or merit or deserve, or in any way, shape, manner, or form are credited for anything that you do. It is all about what he has done. And that is the good news of the gospel, so that whoever hears it, the weakest person in the world, the one who's overwhelmed with all kinds of problems in their life, personal, psychological, emotional, all kinds of problems, wherever they come from, has hope. He has hope because it doesn't depend upon him. It depends upon the Lord Jesus Christ, who will save, he promises, if you will believe. So that's a beautiful thing. So I cannot save me by being good, or I cannot unsave me by being bad. I am saved as a gift. And this is emphatically and clearly what the Bible teaches. Now, I am saved from judgment. When we talk about being saved, I'm saved from judgment and the penalty for sin because of the cross. The cross took my judgment. Jesus on the cross took my judgment and my penalty. so that I could be exempt from it when I die. That's what forgiveness is all about. Forgiveness is somebody else took your penalty. Somebody else took your judgment so that you can have forgiveness through Christ. So then, knowing I'm saved is the first thing you need to have in your life, is the knowledge that you are saved. 1 John 5:13, these things are written so I can know that I have eternal life. I need to know it without doubting it, without wondering, because I had a bad day, but I need to know it. Because to go beyond that point, to teach somebody how to walk with the Lord after they're saved, is going to come into play, but it's going to be very difficult if the person is unsure of their salvation. To teach a person to walk with the Lord, if that person is not sure that they're saved, not sure that they have eternal life, not sure that God has given them a gift, if they're not sure, to teach them how to walk with the Lord is not going to be very easy at all, because their mindset is always going to be their performance. And they're always going to have a works mentality going on. So they have to be sure, rock solid sure, I am God's child. I'm saved. I'm going to heaven when I die. Why? Because the Bible says it. Because of faith, not because of behavior, because of faith. Now you can learn how to walk with God, because you're not going to be, the next step you take with God is not going to be to try to win his acceptance. And then my next step is how to win his approval. And then I hope I'm doing good this week. And then if I take 3 back steps because I had a lousy week, then I don't feel like I'm doing well with God. And he must be angry at me, and he probably doesn't want to answer any of my prayers. I'm probably really not even his child anymore. I think he threw me out of the church and everything else. I'm starting to feel the flames of hell tickling my toes, because I'm being a works mentality. People go through this. They suffer with this. They're doing well. They feel really saved, really, really right on with God. Then they do poorly for a week or two, and they feel really rotten with God. But that's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches their salvation was a free gift based upon one thing only. They believed that Jesus Christ was the substitution for them in judgment and in the penalty for their sins all through their life. Big sins, little sins, all kinds of sins. Some people have big sins, some people have little sins, but self-righteousness is a sin, pride is a sin. So, I mean, you never get away from the fact that you really can't say, I don't have any sin. You got some kind of sin. Everybody does. But sin's not the issue. The issue is faith in Christ. And when once faith is in Christ, then a person can be sure where he stands with God, totally apart from his works. And so once his foot, this believer, once this person's foot is upon the rock, and that's what it means to be upon the rock, you're upon something that's sure, solid, steadfast, that's not movable. You're standing on the rock, and you know Christ is the rock. Once that happens, once you can say, I'm standing on the rock, I know that I know that I know that I'm going to heaven if I die. Even though this morning was a little rough, I know. I'm sure. Then when you get to that point, you're really, at that point, ready to learn how to walk with God. Because now the steps that you take will not be to be saved or to be more saved or to be less saved. It'll be totally apart from the salvation. It'll be your time on earth as a believer in Christ, as a child of God. How do I live that life? How do I live as a Christian? How do I cope with life as a believer? And that is an important thing. So we got some very basic verses that you've been seen many times and are used many times in 11:28 of Matthew. He says this, Jesus is speaking. He says, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. All you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's verse 28. So the first thing is to the laborer, and that's the person who is laboring religiously to try to impress God with their life. The religious person, laboring, works, ceremony, tradition, do the right thing, always be pious in the way you speak, like the Pharisees were, dressing with the long robes and making sure everybody in the community knew that they were spiritual people. These are the workers. These are the laborers. They labor to be accepted by God. And then there's the other crowd, the heavy-laden crowd. Probably most of you fell into this category. The heavy-laden crowd, these people are heavy-laden with sin, with guilt, with a conscience that is suffering from all of the things that they've done wrong in their life. They feel hopeless. They feel like God will never accept them. They are the heavy-laden. So whether you're on the self-righteous religious side, the laborers, or you're on the heavy-laden side, which is the unrighteous crowd who can't get ahead at all, both of these groups are inclusive in this. They are the ones who he is telling his counsel to them. If you're in that group, you're one of the laborers who think you're going to make it on your own strength, one of the heavy-laden who knows that you're finished. You'll never make it on your own strength. Whichever side you find yourself on, the counsel of Jesus Christ is to come to me. Come to me. And he did not say join a support group, find therapy, get medication, call up somebody, pour out all your problems to them, vent to every person you can find to vent with. He didn't go through a litany of various human ways of trying to get help when you have emotional, psychological, and physiological problems. He said, come to me. That's your solution. That's your solution. And the great physician, come to me. Now, there's a time and place for medication and such things as that, but it's much more rare than we see in the world today. Right now, it's overdone, way overdone. People are being handed all kinds of things from the human psychological system that simply is way overdone. People don't need some of the stuff that they have. There's a small group of people that do, and that's beautiful. Let them get their help there. But most of the times, some of these things are just can be cured by coming to him. So that's the promise. Come to me. And the promise is a sure salvation rest. He said, you come to me, I'll give you rest. And that is your what we were talking about earlier, the salvation rest. Resting, which means I know that I know that I know I'm saved. Oh, no. And that's it. I came to him. I was laboring. I was under guilt and shame and sin and all that. But I came to Jesus. And now I'm resting.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Oakleaf Golf Course is Okeechobee County's premier championship golf course, located just 8 miles north of Okeechobee City on U.S. Highway.